Okay, good Ner Shabbos. So in peace and lechayis of blinu, v'makasha esels the tzaddik, have a lichtig Erev Shabbos, lichtig Shabbos, lichtig Kislev, tis Kislev. All right, so it says in Pasuk Yaakov Avinu is davening to Rabbanu Shalom to be saved from Esav. So part of the tefillah is he says, "Ketoynti mikol chasad." That's how he begins. "Ketoynti mikol chasad and mikol emes, asher asisus avdecha." That I'm humbled. "Ketoynti," I'm small, I'm diminished because of all the chesed and emes that the Rabbanu Shalom has, that you've done for your servant. And that's what Rashi says, and all the things that you've done for me, says Yaakov Avinu, has diminished my schosim. So that's why I'm davening that I should be helped for free. So he says like this, Isa b'chavis l'vavis, he quotes from b'chavis l'vavis, it's interesting, Zach, Shechacham amr l'tamidav, so the b'chavis l'vavis brings down a maysa, that a chacham once said to his tamidim, Ilimolish atam yesh lachem chatoyim, yisim isyor b'cham imashu guru mi'chatoyim. So he says, the chacham said to his students, that Baruch Hashem, I know that you have sins, so memela, I'm not worried about you having something that's even worse than sins. What does that mean? So Vashal Wai said, Ma'u Garum Yosem Chatoim. So he asked him, what does that mean? What's worse than sins? So like, I'm happy that you have sins, so you don't have anything that's worse than sins. What's worse than sins? Vehesha, the answer was Gaiva. Gaiva is worse than sins. Kemaide Chat Osam, Hem Shvil Beinayim. But now that you have sins, you know that you're not perfect. So that will stop you from becoming a Baal Gaiva, which is really worse than Averis. So he says like this, Vinegam Oita Kanalazah. So he says, there's other ways how a person could become humbled. So, you know, knowing one's averus can make one humble. Im chalila chas v'shalom yesh l'adam tzar, there could be difficulties, poverty, chulu, that Rachman al-Tzan, nasa nichna, that could also make a person humble. Those are all different ways. But v'yesh l'itakon ha-taif, but there's another way to become humble, which is a gval de gazach, l'tzad gadol, shemaka roi masakel, that you know, the more you know about Hashem, the more automatically you're also humbled. V'yadei ech tzarech v'roi lasas ritzon yaitzra, and the more you know about Hashem, the more you know how much you're obligated to Him. Not because of any sins or because of tzaras, but automatically you're humbled by that. Or umaz dechaz dekel alav, or the more you focus on, the more Hashem gives a person, the more that could humble a person by all the chesed that Hashem gives a person for free. V'yidea shalei para achas mini alav revov, and you know that you haven't paid back even a small percentage of the debt. Memelu nechnu alafanav, that's also a way to be humble. That's what the chayzah said. V'zei yeshlam, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Katointi, I'm taka humble, says Yaakov Avinu. Pirish, Evshalili is cut and v'shafel be'enai, I could be small. Why? But not because of chas v'shalom my averis, or because of chas v'shalom tzaris. Mikol chasadim u'mikol ha'emes. V'shafel be'enai mikol chasadim. I'm humble. Why? Mikol chasadim u'mikol ha'emes. Because of all the kindness Hashem that you could do to me, and because of the truth that I know who you are. The more I know who you are, the more emes, the more Torah I know, the more madrigas are revealed, then katointi. I'm humble by that. Mikol chasadim, all the chesed that you do. So he says, and that's, as he says, Kidover Hoivetomen. This pasuk is not just telling us something, but says the Chayza, this is how the Rabbanu Shalom should conduct with us. That Ketainti, if he wants us to be humble, it should be because of Kol Chasadim, and we call Emes. That's what he says. Al Kein, Ani Mispal. And in that way, Hatzilin and I should be freed. Any Tzarach Lushem Chayt. You know, if the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't have to bring me to have any sin, Voy Lushem Tzar, because if the Tachlis is to become a Kadin, so I could become a Kadin, Mikol Chasadim, Mikol Emes. That's what they say quickly. The Chayza, by his time, was known as the Rebbe of Lublin. It's called the Rebbe of Lublin. There was another big tzaddik, the Kuznitzer Magid. He was known as the Magid of Kuznitz. What's the difference? Why is one called the Rebbe and one called the Magid? They both have the same job in their different communities. So the tzaddikim said like this, that one of the big machlokes between the Chayza and the Magid was like this. The Chayza held that the Rebbe should give Shefa to Klal Yisrael, and in Mela, through that Hashpa, through Taivas and Chasadim and all that, and all good things, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. It'll be from good things. The Magid held, no, that's not the way it's going to be. It has to be other ways to get Yidden to do tshuva. So the reason why the Chayza was called the Rebbe and the Magid was called the Magid, because in Shemaim, when a Rebbe says something, you do it. So in Shemaim, when the Chayza said, that's what it was, that's the Rebbe Shizu Makavish. It's a claim to call Chasadim. Shbizach HaTaka, that we should have all Shabbat Baruch HaBatzlach, and should be with Elokus, Vitin Chalukim, in all good things, in all good ways, Olech Tegesh, Shabbat.